Maryland's News now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
The sequester was supposed to be something that would not be able to be beaten. Once it hit, it was supposed to hit and hit hard. The money was gone and no one could get the money back. Well, that lasted about 3 weeks. Then somebody beat it. Joining us to explain is David Farenthold, reporter for The Washington Post. David, who beat it and how?
The Agriculture Department, and not just the Agriculture Department as a whole, but one lobby that you would think was not particularly powerful, the meat inspectors, people that actually watch slaughter lines at meatpacking plants around the country and make sure everything's going, you know, everything's safe. They were the ones that got what everybody else wanted, which was sort of a get-out-of-the-sequester-free card.
And how were they able to do that?
It started with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He played his cards very well in all this. If you look back at February, even before the sequester had actually hit, all the other departments were saying, well, we don't know what's going to happen. It's hard to project the impact. Vilsack knew exactly what was going to happen, and he could project. He said, I'm going to have to furlough meat inspectors. I'm going to have to put them off the job. And he knew, probably, that if you take a meat inspectors out of the plant can't run. By law, the whole thing had to shut down. And so he, first of all, said that he was forced to do something very drastic, basically shut down all meat production, all meat imports, all meat exports in the whole country for 14 days this summer. And although people tried to figure out ways to, you know, poke holes in his story, people didn't really believe it had to be that bad. Vilsack stuck by his story, and by doing that, he got allies. People that didn't even really believe him, like the meat lobby and the meat inspectors union, they were basically worried enough, scared enough by the scenario he outlined that they got on board and they started lobbying for what Vilsack had originally wanted. So he started early and he chose basically a pressure point that was guaranteed to get a lot of outside lobbying interest coming in on his behalf.
So it was a power play to hit the American people right in the stomach.
He said he had no choice. This is the way the sequester was written. He had to do this. But the thing that he said he had to do was something that would have hit the American people. It would have laid off a bunch, or would have forced people off their jobs, would have cost a ton of money. And also, if you're going to pick an interest that's going to get the attention of the United States Senate, there's nothing better than agriculture and meatpacking, because a lot of those folks have some kind of agriculture or meatpacking interest in their district.
So can other departments try this same ploy?
Of course. The question is whether they'll be able to. You saw a really good political game played by Vilsack, a really strong lobby in getting involved here. Other folks we talked to that want to repeat this are people like the airline executives, like the park police officers. Not all of them have the sort of stars aligned behind them the way the meat inspectors did, but look, the meat inspectors did it. It can be done. And I suspect you'll see a lot of other people trying.
You had mentioned the U.S. Park Police. Now, that also hits home because it deals with security, not only in the parks around the country, but the park police also deal with a lot of other aspects of American life. How much money do they need, and how do you think they're going to go about it?
They say they only need $5 million, which is a pretty small sum of money compared to the $55 million that the meat inspectors got. The problem is that, who's lobbying on their behalf? They have a union, the Park Police Officers Union, which is not very big, and there's no other dedicated, well-funded, well-organized constituency that, like the meat industry was in the other case, to come in and help the park police. So, on paper, maybe their case may be sort of similar. They don't have anywhere near the muscle that actually moves things in Washington.
So as we kick this can down the road, it looks like the power and lobbying efforts are going to be the big winners.
The interesting thing to me was, as we said in the story, this was something you weren't supposed to beat. The sequester was unbeatable. It hit everybody equally. And what we learned in Washington, of course, is that nothing hits everybody equally. And if you have enough money and you have the right arguments and the right number, the right connections, you can get out of it. Now the question is, it's a pretty high bar still. Who has enough juice to get over that bar? I don't know yet.
Interesting. I know you'll follow it. We'll continue to watch it as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. That's David Farenthold of The Washington Post on Maryland's News Now.